Last week, the Partnership for a New American Economy released a new research brief that examines the shortage of physicians in America's rural counties and how immigrant doctors can help. The release of this report coincided with the expiration date of a program called the Conrad 30. This was designed to increase the number of immigrant doctors who can stay in the U.S. after obtaining their degrees. Although Congress passed a government funding bill that extended the program past its initial September 30th deadline to December 15th, this new expiration date is only a few months away. Here, the Partnership's Director of Research, Angie Merrick Zeitlin, discusses the findings of our latest research report, including why the Conrad 30 program should be reauthorized and expanded. We wanted to do this report on the supply of doctors in the United States and how immigrants are contributing, because we know that our healthcare system is under incredible stress right now and will be in the coming years. In 2000, just to give you an idea, 35 million Americans were seniors. And by 2030, that number will more than double to 71.5 million. So the demand for doctors and doctor services is greater than ever. We looked at the supply of doctors in rural versus urban counties. We found that while about 15% of the U.S. population lives in rural counties, only 6.1% of physicians are practicing there. So to give you an idea what that means, there's about 205 doctors for every 100,000 people living in an urban county. But in a rural county, there's only 94 doctors for every 100,000 people. So it's a vast difference in terms of the number of doctors available per capita. I think that would be troubling enough in and of itself. But what we also found was that a lot of these rural counties also appear to have greater health needs. So their populations are a couple years older on average. And also because so many young people are leaving rural communities, they're aging much faster. So that number is going up a lot. The doctors who are practicing in rural communities are also much more likely to be nearing retirement. So we found that about 20% of active physicians in rural communities are either 60 or above. These are doctors that may be there now, but probably not for much longer. At the partnership, we do a lot of thinking about immigrants and the immigrant workforce. One thing that we know is that recent immigrants, people who've been here less than 6 years, are much more likely to move for a job or a work opportunity. Whereas a lot of native-born individuals might be more hesitant to move to a new area or a more rural area where they don't know anyone, we think that the picture is different for immigrants. Another big thing with immigrant physicians is that they're substantially more likely than the native-born to be practicing primary care. So that includes internal medicine, family medicine, pediatrics. And in a lot of cases, that is what these rural communities want the most. We definitely think that the Conrad 30 program should obviously be reauthorized. We think that it should be expanded because it would be great to have more channels that would not only make it easier for residents and fellows to stay, but also encourage them to stay in these communities where we really need them. We really drastically need more doctors in rural counties. And if we don't become smarter about thinking about how to shift supply, how to have our immigration system actually support the needs of our population, this problem is just going to continue to worsen. So it's something that needs to be addressed urgently.